Wheeling, 1890 to 1900. Louise's involvement in the Buffalo Women's Wheel and Athletic Club is one of the most evocative stories of her life. Prior to the discovery of her patronage and membership, she was long considered indifferent to the women's movement activities of her time. Knowing that Louise was not just a member, but a founding member of the club and staunch advocate for women bicycling, places her in the pantheon of women's equal rights activists of her era. It demonstrates that women sought equity from multiple fronts and on multiple stages. We view the March for Women's Equality today through the lens of suffrage, but women of the time sought it through a prism of factors. One was the vote. Another was the right to education and to pursue professional status. Finally, another was the right to pursue friendships outside the home and ride a bicycle. In the 1890s, women formed 20 clubs in Buffalo. Most were small and probably met in other clubhouses, libraries, or private homes. Women wheelers also highlight the conflict between the two ideals of womanhood at the time, the true woman and the new woman. The true woman was born in the 1850s, and it reflected a value system where the woman's sphere, where the wife's sphere of influence was centered in the home, in the care and management of the family. The new woman emerged in the 1890s, and as historian Jean Matthews writes, as a type, the new woman was young, well-educated, probably a college graduate, and independent of spirit, highly competent, and physically strong and fearless. The embodiment of the new woman in the media was the Gibson girl, and her vehicle of choice was the bicycle.